This is Ozarks at Large. The University of Arkansas will host Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel for a distinguished lecture next month. His book, Night, details the horrors of his time in Auschwitz concentration camp. His talk is scheduled for Wednesday, March 7th at the Walton Arts Center. It's free and open to the public. A 30-minute book signing will follow. Lawmakers are still working on ways to pay for 20 firefighting positions that the Joint Budget Committee recommends be restored to the Arkansas Forestry Commission. Yesterday, a personnel subcommittee of the Legislative Council looked at how the commission handled the layoffs. A Department of Finance and administrative official said they appeared to be handled properly. Representative Brian King of Green Forest is the co-chair of the committee that was asking the questions. He says he thinks State Forester John Shannon handled the layoffs as well as he could, but Representative King says the legislature should have been notified of the commission's budget problems earlier.
As I said earlier, I gave him credit. I mean, when he did discuss hiring freezes, he did discuss some of the things. There's some decisions that he's made financially. You look back and think, you know, why did you make this decision? Why this? Could this not have been cut? I mean, obviously, you know that when you have this kind of shortfall, there's going to be tough decisions that have to be made.
The Forestry Commission had to lay off 34 employees last month after a $4 million budget shortfall.
Former gas company executive Sheffield Nelson is dismissing charges that his severance tax proposal would cause job losses in Arkansas. Opponents say the Nelson plan to increase Arkansas' severance tax on natural gas to 7% would make drilling companies leave the state for areas with lower rates. Nelson disagrees.
These people trot people out to make these comments, but in no case did you see an executive of any company say that they would leave Arkansas if the severance tax went up, or they'd leave Arkansas for any reason, because this is a gold mine. They are making money beyond belief. As the BHP executive VP said, the CEO over this area said, shallow wells, cheap wells, making a 16% rate of return because they can drill the wells so quickly, and they're in and they're out, and they've got gas production.
According to statistics from the Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce and its alliance with other community development groups, if Arkansas increases the severance tax to 7%, there would still be 9 other states with a higher severance tax burden for natural gas companies.
With a lawsuit pending over Arkansas's redistricting map, which a state senator says dilutes the black vote in his eastern Arkansas district, Secretary of State Mark Martin has hired former Congressman Asa Hutchinson to represent him. Martin, Governor Mike Beebe, and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel are being sued by State Senator Jack Crumbly. Hutchinson, who ran for governor in 2006, says he's just getting up to speed on the case and will present Secretary Martin's side in court.
We've just been brought to the case to represent the Secretary of State, Mark Martin. He was the dissenting voice in the Board of Apportionment as they approved the legislative redistricting plan. And therefore, he needed to have separate representation.
Secretary of State Martin voted against the redistricting map that's now being challenged. Governor Beebe and Attorney General McDaniel voted for it.
Arkansas State Senator Bruce Holland of Greenwood is pleading no contest on charges regarding the 18-mile high-speed chase he was in last January. Holland had appealed his conviction 5 months ago when he was found guilty of fleeing, improper passing, and careless driving. Holland had said he didn't notice the officer pursuing him, but Tuesday in court changed his tune. Prosecuting attorney Larry Jegley says Holland will serve 10 days of community service and says the original sentence of 10 weeks he believes was a miscalculation by the judge.
I'm also told that Senator Holland apologized to the people of Perry County, the sheriff's office, and the court, and I applaud him for that, and hopefully everybody can put this past.
Jegley says Holland was also fined $890, which he already paid.
The University of Arkansas men's basketball team will again try to win a game away from Bud Walton Arena. Arkansas faces Georgia tonight at 7 in Athens. The Razorbacks have dropped all 7 of their contests not on their home floor this season.
KUAF is supported by Pays Interactive, a Northwest Arkansas-based company offering custom app design and programming for businesses and ideas of all sizes. Apps Farkle, WordShout, My Lists, and more available on the iTunes App Store under PAZE. PaysInteractive.com for more information. The 21st annual Mardi Gras celebration in Fayetteville begins on Friday, February 17th, and will run through Fat Tuesday, February 21st. Events include the Parade of Pearls, Fat Saturday Parade of Fools, the Funky Town Ball, and the Fat Tuesday crowning of the King and Queen at Sideways Bar on Dixon Street. An event schedule and more information are available online at FayettevilleMardiGras.com.